Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
So guys, guess what?
What?
In 3 months, I will officially have a teenager.
That's kind of scary.
I know. My son will be 13 in 3 months.
Oh, they grow up so fast.
Isn't that crazy?
I met Max when he was 3 years old. That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a good boy, though, so you don't have to worry about it.
He's a very good boy. And I tell you, this whole journey of trying to raise a healthy, drug-free family has been eye-opening and stretching my brain and trying my patience. But I have to say, I'm really proud of how, as a family, the children have really had extremely minimal invasion in their body, meaning they've just had so little chemicals that have had to been placed into their body for reasons like a lot of parents would just automatically go to an antibiotic or go to a Tylenol.
Well, look who their mom and dad is. I mean,
And you know, it started with a mindset. You know, we just kind of, as parents, we decided to just make a choice to trust in their bodies and give their bodies the best environment to grow. And I want to talk on today's show a little bit about some of the keys of raising a healthy drug-free family, because you know what happens, and Dr. Chris, you can relate, you know, just recently we've had several families come into care that really, really want the best for their kids. But the way it's just gone and trusting in the doctors that they've hired, the kids are on medication and the kids are on a lot of medication and they're still not doing well.
And in fact, doing worse in a lot of cases. And then if they start doing worse, it's not enough medication. So they get more medication, they continue to do worse, and it's blamed on the body.
Right. But yet there's been no work on their physical structure, their spinal or nervous system health. There's not been a lot of discussion about diet, about food, about are they getting outside and playing? Or are they just on screens, computers all day? There's so many ways we can help our children to live in the way that they were designed to live. So let's delve into that a little bit. And I want to start with an analogy, because I feel like mindset is the most critical thing to establish.
It is with anything, I think.
Yeah, before we jump into tools.
Yeah.
And maybe 3 years ago or so, we had a doctor on the show, Dr. Rowe, who talked about an analogy he had learned through our office and how effective and how truthful he thought it was. And he, if you remember the interview with Dr. Rowe, he talked about your house is on fire.
Yeah, that was great.
So it's been a while, and I'd like to reiterate it for our newer listeners. Basically, this is what happens. Okay, so you're driving home. You pull down your street, you look up, you see flames, your house is on fire. Nobody's in it, everybody's safe, nobody's in it, but your house is on fire and nobody's around, as if no one has noticed yet. But literally it's burning to the ground. What's the very first thing that you think to do?
Call the fire department.
Yeah, 911, get out your cell phone. You know, maybe the second thing you're like is, you think I can go in and save the cat? Or maybe my computer or my, you know, box of photos, you know, that could run through your head. But your first thought is, I need help. You're not going to call a contractor.
To rebuild already.
Right. You're not going to be like, well, you know, it was Mr. North who built the house. I better call him.
I want him to check the wiring.
Right.
Make sure
right.
that's stable. Maybe that's why this fire happened. Yeah.
No, you're going to be like, fire, fire, fire. And you're going to call the fire department. And that is the absolute smartest choice. That's what you should do. So the fire department's going to come down. They're going to use the tools in their tool bag, which is primarily going to be water. Mm-hmm. And they're going to soak that house down. And even though they may destroy everything in the house in the process of trying to keep it from burning to the ground, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to completely throw water at it. Okay, so let's back up maybe 10 days. Maybe 10 days before that, you had a neighbor over, and for some reason the lights were flickering, and he's like, oh, I know a little bit about electricity. Let me go look in your circuit breaker. And they go down, and he's looking at it, and he calls you down, and he says, I just want to show this to you. He's like, you'd have to hire someone to come fix this, but see that wiring? See how it's hanging? And I don't know if your cat was chewing on it, but that right there is frayed. And I just want to tell you, this is like a fire waiting to happen. You really need to do something about this. Right there in that moment, who are you going to call?
Electrician.
Right. You're not going to call the fire department and say, hey, I
have
some...
Get ready for a fire.
Right. I think a fire could happen.
Can I just keep you on call?
Right. Yeah. Right. They're going to be like, is there a fire, ma'am? And you're going to say no. And then they're going to say, we can't help you. If there's a fire, let us know. Because they know... They know their sweet spot. They know their place. They know that what they do when they do well is fires. Not preventing fires, but when you have a fire. So instead, you're going to call the electrician and he's going to come in. He's going to be like, oh, I see the problem. This was hooked up incorrectly and this wire has gotten frayed and they're going to rework it and you're good. And if you're really good over the years, you might just have that electrician come back periodically. Can you just check the wiring? You're going to check the smoke detectors. You're going to make sure the wood's not rotting. Like, you're going to maintain your house. And it's going to be the contractor and the people that work with him, the electrician, the plumber, who help keep your house healthy. Now, if you think about the fire department as medicine, and the contractor and all the people under it as the more holistic helpers, and we'll talk even specifically about chiropractic, you can see a very clear delineation.
Yeah, makes sense.
But what people are doing nowadays, if you keep this analogy going, is they're thinking, okay, so I know if the house gets wet, it can put the fire out. So maybe what I should do is call the fire department and say, you know what, is there any way we could pay you to just come down like once a month, spray the house down really good, get it good and wet, and maybe we can help prevent fires.
Now, that's just dumb.
Well, okay. It is. But it's because it's a brand new way of thinking about something. But let's just say hypothetically that the hose companies, the people who make those big hoses for their fire company, let's say they're like, well, we really want to increase our usability and our profit. What if we can make people think that they need the water more often? So let's make all these hoses. Let's do a huge ad campaign. Let's talk about the benefits of preventing fire by keeping the house wet. And, you know, let's market this directly to the consumer. We can market it, you know, on the TV. Ask your local fire department if this is right for your house, right? Mm-hmm. And then the fire department will be like, well, I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm getting all these incentives from the hose company to try to get more houses that I spray down. So, okay, let's just do it because I'm being told, you know, I just work for the company. I don't know. So they come and they spray down the house. And let's even say the hose company's like, you know what, let's do a randomized controlled study. Let's make this scientific. If we take 1,000 houses and we spray them down once a month, and then we take 1,000 houses as our control and they don't get sprayed down, over the course of 10 years, let's see which houses are less likely to catch fire. Well, what do you think is probably going to happen?
Dry houses are going to burn.
Right. So at the end of 10 years, I'm like, we have the scientific proof. If you spray down your house once a month, you're less likely to get a fire. And you say it sounds crazy, but you say it enough and you people see it enough, they're going to start believing it.
Sure.
Oh, do you get your house sprayed down? Yeah, my doctor told me. And do you use them? Yeah, they're good. Now, keep in mind as well that if you spray that house down every month, you're going to get mold. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some new problems.
It's going to be damp.
So then the mold
it's
companies.
It's not a great quality of life. I don't want to sit on that couch very long.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, so then who else is going to profit? The waterproof clothing company?
Right.
Sure. And the mold companies, you know, and then they're getting in bed here with the hose companies. And there's going to be a whole new economy around managing what it takes to have your house be wet.
Managing
all of the
moisture.
Time. Managing moisture. And it, to the point
the
where...
Mike, you're on to something.
No.
The economy is going to even be stimulated, but, you know, then you need insurance for if the water does too much. You know, and we could just go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So if you start to understand what's happening here, you talk about it enough, even though it doesn't make any sense, we can start to have an entire society act in a crazy way because this is what we've been told.
But that's so true.
And it doesn't mean the fire company is not valuable. Mm-mm. But the thing to discern is where is the value of the carpenter and what they do and the contractor and the electrician and where is the value of the fire company and asking the right questions. Okay, so if fire is likely, what actually causes the fire and manage that? Okay, so we're going to make sure the wiring is good. We're going to make sure the structure of the house is sound. We're going to make sure we have, you know, smoke detectors, and we're going to make sure that the kids know, you know, we keep the matches up here. And there's
smoking in bed.
Right, exactly. No smoking in bed. The health of the house can still be maintained if we start asking the right questions.
Right.
And if your house is your body, you can actually build health by utilizing the services and the people and the mindset and the tools that keep the body healthy. Resort to the fire department or the medicine world when you know your body just needs help. right?
Yeah.
It's a great analogy.
So there we go. So unless your child's on fire, let's just stop for a second and think, okay, what's causing this? Okay, so we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to delve right into, okay, I have a child. They're sick. What do I do? How do I keep my child healthy? What are some key points in making sure they are not just awesome, but they're like the most awesome possible kid in the universe?
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
Okay, so your carpenters are back, Dr. Costana.
Mike's an honorary. I just got done hosing down the studio.
Seriously, it's so wet in here. Yeah. Okay, so let me explain for those of you who are new to the concept of spinal and nervous system health. As a wellness family chiropractor, what Dr. Chris and I do when people come in, you know, this week we had several young children get checked for the first time. We basically want to just make sure their body's organized. Their head is directly over their pelvis, their shoulders and hips are level, meaning their spine is straight where it needs to be straight. There's a healthy curve in the neck. Basically, that is growing the way it's supposed to grow because your spine is the house for your nervous system. If you remember back to like seventh grade, your nervous system controls everything in the body and it comes out from the brain down through the spine. So if we can make sure the spine's healthy, the nervous system is healthy, it helps the whole body work better, including digestion. So One thing that we find kids who come in with digestive issues, we really check areas of the spine, particularly the lower spine, to make sure that their body can properly digest food. But I'll tell you, I found in clinical practice, it's become more and more clear that families need help navigating nutrition for our kids.
No doubt.
Specifically, something that we've really delved into a lot lately in practice is the prevalence of genetically modified food.
Yeah, we recently just aired a movie called Genetic Roulette at our office for our practice members. And there, I knew I wasn't supposed to eat GMO food. I don't even want to call it food.
Especially corn and soy.
Right. And I knew I shouldn't eat it, and I knew there was probably a good reason for it, but I had no idea just how critical it is to stay off of these products. We're going to call them products. I don't like calling them food.
Seriously.
The one thing I learned, because we often see, you know, a lot of autoimmune issues and
food intolerances.
Allergies, yeah. And yeah, intolerances. I have some of those myself, and it's, you know, we'll eliminate some things and we're adjusting them. And it seems like these people just can't seem to get away from this reaction that their body's having. And the interesting thing that I learned from this movie was when Monsanto, the company that has developed all of these food products, made corn resistant to Roundup. And that was this wonderful thing because they could spray all the fields with Roundup and it wouldn't kill the corn because the corn was resistant to Roundup. They decided, why don't we just put the Roundup in the corn? I'm going to repeat that. Why don't we just put the Roundup in the corn? So they
literally created
genes that make proteins that excrete Roundup.
That's frightening.
So when a pest, like a bug or beetle or whatever, bites into the corn, their stomach explodes from the Roundup.
Now,
Monsanto has told us time and time and time again, oh, it only affects the bugs. It doesn't affect you. It just somehow shuts off by the time we consume it. Not true. What they're finding is this corn and soy in our stomachs actually causes little holes in the membranes of our intestines. And that creates an issue called leaky gut, which has been linked over and over and over to allergies and all kinds of autoimmune disorders. So it's terrifying because it's in everything.
The little particles of food leak through the gut, actually into the bloodstream, and the body creates a reaction basically in proportion to that. The larger the particle, the larger the reaction.
Wow, that's scary. Right. I avoid anything with the name leaky in it. Okay? Yeah. And that's just scary.
One really promising thing, though, that we've seen in practice and they reiterated in the movie is that when you take a child or an adult with leaky gut and you take all genetically modified foods out of their diet, they actually can heal and turn around in a pretty timely manner, like weeks to months, they can heal the leaky gut.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's scary.
And so because our bodies are designed to do just that.
To heal. To heal. So, you know, creating a healthy family, the more and more we learn about what's in our food, the more we realize how critical it is to keep chemicals and non-food products away from our children's bodies. So that mm-hmm. would include anything that you see with corn or soy in the ingredient label. And you would be very surprised to see things that you would never think would have corn or soy. They're in the ingredient label. And then, of course, it goes without saying, if you've listened to our other shows, high fructose corn syrup, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, food colorings and food flavorings, artificial sweeteners. The more you just make sure your children actually have real whole nutrients that have not been altered, sprayed, spliced, cooked, the more we know that the children can actually create cells that create a healthy body. And then the next thing that we've really zoned in on with our patients is this need to encourage movement, which is so funny. I mean, I think about when I was a kid, like you got kicked out at sunrise and you were allowed to come in at dinner. Yeah. And it was like kick the can and
well, we didn't have computers and I think there was four television stations. You know what I mean? I'm aging myself right now, dating.
I remember that. I had UHF. I had like 12 channels.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it was really more about like who had the coolest Big Wheel and then who had the coolest bike.
We rode our bikes all day long, and, you know.
It was just movement. And, you know, kids weren't overweight for the most part. You maybe had the one kid in school who was overweight because you just...
Not so much anymore. I work in a couple high schools, and it's kind of scary, tell you the truth.
Well, and it's more than just making sure your child is thin and looks good. As you know, it goes back to how their body's going to function. And if you're setting yourself up for serious problems in adulthood when you are not building muscle tone and you're storing extra fat when the child's young. So even this concept of movement is nutrients for your brain.
Right.
Literally. There's a pump system in your body that when you move a joint, you actually pump nutrients to your brain. And the more we can be doing this in as many joints as possible, so not just, say, running. We're moving all around. You look at a child, they're moving everything. They've got, like, contortionist stuff going on. They're just moving, flopping, sprinting, cartwheeling. The more we can encourage movement, the more our child is going to be healthy, period. So my encouragement would be, and I can say this as a mother of an almost teenager, is really taking control of your child's screen life. And by that I mean television, iPod Touch, DSs, iPads, laptops. As a parent, you have the right to put restrictions on what is going to be allowed in the house, whether it's a time limit, it's no one has their cell phones on the table or in your pocket at meal times. Or there's restrictions in what, you know, not after a certain time of day. As a parent, it can be hard, but you have the right. That's your job as a parent to make sure your child has a balance between sitting, being in front of a screen, and actually going out and moving and being involved in activities.
I think it's very important that that the schools get involved in it too. And I know you go to high schools and do speaking like in the area high schools, and you know the kids are at school all day long. So they're, you know, when they're school age, they're actually at the school longer than they are with their parents. So, you know, I think it's important to have the schools aware of the nutrition that's going on there and the movement, you know?
Yeah, the local high school here, there's teachers that have the option of having the big blow-up balls to use as chairs. So I've gone in to speak, and then the kids are literally just bouncing up and down on these balls while they listen to me. It's fantastic.
Great, yeah.
It's movement.
Yeah. I think that's great that you go to the schools, and you do that quite a few times during the year, I notice.
I do, I encourage movement in the classroom as much as possible. And then on a segmental level, chiropractically, when we check the spine, we are looking for areas of the spine that aren't moving properly. So an adjustment of the spine actually gains motion in between two bones of a spine in a joint. So what happens is when we're adjusting and we're getting areas to unlock in the spine, again, we're helping push nutrients to the brain.
Right there.
Because any area of the body, a joint or a larger joint, say a shoulder or knee, if it stops moving, it starts dying. Mm-hmm. And you can see this in older people who really become more sedentary. They get stiff, they lose their balance, they're not able to move as much. You know, you look at kids doing full splits and crazy stuff. You can continue to maintain that level of flexibility and activity as long as you keep moving. You do not want to stop moving, period, at any age, if possible.
Well, the thing that excites me about the intersegmental movement that we're able to release in practice is you have two cortices in your brain. You have a motor cortex and you have a sensory cortex. And each one is mapped to a very specific part of the body. So say, you know, the tip of my index finger on my right hand corresponds with a motor part of my brain and a sensory part of my brain. So if that finger is not moving at all or moving incorrectly, it's sending an incorrect signal up to the brain or no signal up to the brain every single time. And the brain will actually change over time as a result of that. You can think of it like someone who loses their sight later in life and their hearing becomes
more
sharper.
Yeah.
Right. So if we're not using certain parts of our body or we're overusing certain parts of our body, it changes the composition of the brain. The brain will map what you use and need most, and it will let the rest of it deteriorate. It's very important.
So that's probably the biggest goal we have for our patients long term, is just to keep the brain organized, active, and the body as vital as long as possible. And you can start that in infancy, in childhood. And then lastly, let's just finish off with this concept of support tools. So if we trust that the body knows how to heal, you cut your finger, it heals, right? I mean, we would believe if you got a paper cut, you're not going to wonder if it can heal. You know, you have to keep it clean, give it a support tool like a Band-Aid. Not that the Band-Aid heals, right? Mm-mm. Even though we may lead our children to believe that, but that the finger heals. So think about the language we use with our children. So for example, mommy, mommy, I cut my finger. Look at that. Well, I know your body can heal it, so let's keep it clean. Let's put this Band-Aid on and let your body do its job. That's a small thing, mm-hmm. but what a difference in helping your child understand and believe the capabilities of their body. It's no different with a broken bone. The cast is just there to keep it still because the body knows how to heal. It's no different with symptoms, coughing, sneezing, fever, vomiting. Okay, your body's working really hard to heal. How can we keep your body as healthy as possible? Let's go to bed early. Let's not have ice cream, right? You know, it's not about, oh, your body can't do this. Here, take this Advil. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
You know, think of it from a psychosocial perspective as a child's learning, you know, autonomy, like through, what is it, ages like 4 through 8, when they really start, I can do it myself. And they start to develop this sense of self and what they're capable of and their own boundaries and their own self-control. If you've given them since day one this knowledge that they are so powerful, that they heal themselves as opposed to, oh, you cut yourself, let me do this and make it better. I'll make it better. This will make it better. No, you make it better. Imagine the confidence a child gets to grow up with, having the knowledge that Max and Mackenzie have had their whole lives.
My daughter Mackenzie recently was at up at the lake, Lake Winnipesaukee, with my sister, and they were jumping off cliffs into the water.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Yeah, that was awesome.
Crazy.
She is so cool.
I know. So she's jumping off these cliffs, and well, you know, it can happen. You get water, it can kind of just lodge deep in the ear. So sure. By the time she gets home, for the first time in her life at age 9, she's had a little bit of like this earache. And she didn't even really mention it to me. My sister had texted me and said, just to let you know, Kenzie, I think, has a little earache from swimming. But she comes home and it wasn't even really talked about. But I'm thinking, well, if she's not saying anything, well, we offer ice cream, which is something we do like 3 times a year. We're like, hey, let's go out for ice cream. And Kenzie says, no, thanks, Mom. My body's healing right now from my ear being hurt. And I think I should just go to bed early and not have any sugar or milk.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's all on her own. But wow. She gets it. She totally trusts her body can heal.
Does.
But she
the
was
kid knows what's up.
Yeah. She was just taking it seriously. What does my body need? And because we've always talked about, let's just give the body what it needs so it can heal. You know, and even if as a parent you resort to some type of medication, you can still present it with the mindset of your body can heal. We're going to do this right now because we feel we have to, blah, 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 blah. But the body is going to reorganize itself and heal. Mm-hmm. instilling that in a child, to me, I think is one of the greatest gifts that you can give, and trusting, giving your body time, giving your body the best environment. So as a parent, man, you know, we can't cover this in 20 minutes, all the ways to keep your child healthy, but I hope this...
There's no manual.
You got to just figure it out as you go. But I hope this gave you just an inkling of encouragement to see it all in a different way. So we love and appreciate you. Be well.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.